Nothing can save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems. Home improvement problems, that is. Send an email now to Robbie@MightyHouse.net or call into the show at 847-475-1590. From foundation leaks to roof repairs, the Mighty House team is on the job. You're listening to Mighty House.
Good morning, Chicago. I'm Ron Cowgill. The Mighty House team is on the air. This is where we discuss your home improvement issues, from foundation leaks to roof repairs. Do you have a problem with your house and don't know what to do? You can give us a call, 847-475-1590. Maybe you need to know how to install a tile floor, repair a plumbing problem, replace a switch or an outlet. Give us a call, 847-475-1590. We got open phones right now, so get your questions in. In the first hour, we'll be taking your calls. We'll also be talking to Aaron from Mr. Floor, and he's going to be our man in the mud. Normally, we'd call that man on the street segment, but he's going to be out at Muckfest with Robbie, and he won't be running the actual event, but he's just going to be out there to make fun of her. And, of course, we'll have the Mighty House Tip of the Week with Rich Cowgill. In the second hour, we'll be talking with Jeff Merritt, and he's with Homestead Inspections. We'll find out what he's got going for us. And, of course, Clutter Clarity with our good friend Allison Case, since she's sitting in for Robbie. In the third hour, we're talking recycling with Jennifer Jarland, and she is from the Kane County Recycling Center. And, of course, your phone calls the entire 3 hours. Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, you can check them out at MrFloor.com. And we're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com, and on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts of previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Podcasts of previous shows, I said that. And then video clips of the show, they're available at MightyHouse.net and on our Mighty House YouTube channel. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. That drawing will be at the end of the show. And right now is when we would normally turn to Robbie and say, hey, Robbie, how's it going? But we've got Allison in today.
Yes, here I am.
Excellent. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks. I think I was here last time Robbie was in Muckfest.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
So it's almost been a year.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I believe it's been a year.
Wow, amazing. So are you ready? We've got a very special report to open the show with.
I am ready.
Okay, we're going to go live to Southern Florida to Jim Cantore.
Oh, man.
Hey, Jim Cantore, you're there?
No, it's not Jim Cantore.
Oh,
oh man.
Almost as smart as Jim Cantore. You were actually smarter than Jim Cantore was last weekend.
Yeah, we got out of the way.
He puts on a flak vest and a helmet and goes out and stands in the middle of it and goes, see, it isn't so bad.
Nope, we stood behind a concrete building and said, see, it isn't so bad.
So how's it going, Jim?
It's going great, man. My life spot is normal. The only thing lacking is cable and internet, which I can live without. I've not seen, you probably know more about everything that's happened than I do. When we lost power last Sunday, when the hurricane hit, I have not seen a TV screen since.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Do you feel like your life is more fulfilled?
Oh, I couldn't tell you. I couldn't be more happier.
Really?
Yes. I could give a crap what's going on. I don't see anything. So we've been all week helping each other get things done, you know, clean up, get electric restored, cover houses, cut up trees. I mean, but we're good.
You Excellent.
Know, we'll move on.
So you're like communicating in person?
Mm-hmm. Like with your neighbors and stuff?
Yeah. Cooking in driveways and, you know, pull out the grill and invite anybody walking down the street. Hey, you hungry? We got food. You know?
Awesome.
It is actually, it is kind of really nice. I mean, it's a different feeling of community than the suburbanite garage door, you know, pull in the garage door and disappear.
Right, right. So have you met neighbors now that you didn't know before?
Not necessarily, because, you know, I walk the dogs twice a day, so I probably have seen everybody.
Okay.
But you're correct. Yes, I've met them more. You know
what
I'm
saying? Now you're in their houses legally.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not just walking across the front. I'm in their houses legally. Well put, Allison.
You know, she fits right in with us, Rich. There's a real scariness to the whole thing, if you ask me.
Yeah, I know. Just like, boom. No problem.
Yes, exactly.
Doesn't miss a step. Just goes right along with the program.
Right. And Allison is sitting in for Robbie, like we just said. Robbie's going to be running Muckfest. So if you want to go out and see that, you can head out to the Lake County Fairgrounds, and she'll be out there. Aaron's going to be our man in the mud, and he'll be out there following her, making sure that she's walking around every obstacle and not actually going over them. So he'll be watching all that kind of stuff going on. So, Rich, there's something else, you know, that we should be very proud of and honored.
Yeah.
We in our presence today is a Big 50 remodeler.
Oh man, that's right.
Big 50. Allison made the Big 50 this year.
I made it, guys.
Wow, that's pretty impressive, girly.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yep, we're very excited.
So, is this the first time you applied for it too?
Yeah. Yeah. So someone brought it up to me. They were like, "Oh, you should be, you know, Big 50." And we did the whole big interview and the, you know, they called from the East Coast and then they said, "We need headshots." And I said, "You need what?"
Uh-huh.
You need what?
This is Chicago. You don't say that.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. Be like, what do you mean by that? We got plenty.
Right.
We were thrilled. We were surprised. You know, we've been around for a few years, but certainly not like you were Rich and
right.
We were thrilled. It was awesome.
Big 50 is
So the Big 50 is Remodeling Magazine sponsors it, and they choose 50 firms across the nation every year that they consider to be best and brightest in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in the course of the entire, they've been doing it, I think over 20 years, they've only selected 1,500 firms total. So it's a huge, you know, they have a huge pool of people to look at, and they're only choosing about 1% of them. So,
correct.
Yeah, it's... It's
tough to make that cut. I know some people that have done that, and it's pretty cool. When are they having their a ceremony and stuff?
They're doing the gala I think in about a week or two up in Minneapolis.
Oh, they're doing it in Minneapolis this year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's okay. Are you going?
I'm not going.
No.
Because it's Minneapolis. Yeah. But
you went through all the trouble to do all the other stuff, and now you're not going to get the photo op.
In all fairness, my father-in-law was supposed to be coming in.
Oh, okay.
But now he's not. Uh-huh. You know what, guys? I'm a jerk. I'm not going. Not going to the gala.
Well, see, I think you need to go. I mean, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
And so you go there, you're going to meet a lot of great people. It's a great networking event.
Yeah.
And I think it's worth your time, really.
All right. We might make a trip up there. We're also judging for the National Association of Home Builders. So we'll work out the dates.
Yeah.
See? We'll see. Fine, guys.
You got a lot of good stuff going on.
Yeah, that's called marketing, Ron. It's something that I never really did.
Yeah, no, we're not very good at that.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm always compensating for something.
What was NARES, all their different, you know, different remodeling stuff that they did, the Crystal Awards or something like that?
Right. Yeah, they do the...
it's National Association of Home Builders.
And it's the same thing. They have their own awards program.
Yeah, I applied for that.
And I've had a ton of jobs that I should have submitted, but never did. I just was a one-man company, basically, or you know what I mean? I'm too busy running work and selling work to be sitting there putting those together.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the upside is and it's nice, because I actually am still now, you know, especially since the hurricane, getting old or previous clients contacting me, you know, saying, you know, glad you're okay and all that. But, I mean, that's what's nice. You didn't need to do the marketing, I guess, to keep the business rolling, which was nice.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Word of mouth was everything, I guess, what I was trying to say. But
yes.
Dallas, that's awesome. The Big 50, that's awesome.
Thanks. Yeah. Yeah.
So we are honored in your presence, my dear.
Thanks, guys. I know. Oh, shucks.
See, well, now we get that, you know, this is just going to go on all day now, right?
Right. I know.
Okay.
I know. Yeah, the hurricanes were interesting. It was kind of strange this time around because I have materials. I have this iron staircase that I've been waiting on parts for.
Yeah.
And I was like, God, guys, like, where is it? And they said, well, our distribution center's in Houston.
Oh.
And it's like, you know, you watch it on the news all the time. And then I was like, wow, it's affecting me here. And like, people are really like,
oh, yeah.
You know, it's almost like you feel one step reserved if you're just watching it.
Well, you know, most of the stuff, like a lot of stuff in Florida, it comes into the port of Miami or it'll come into Tampa Bay.
Yep.
No imports right now. They don't have enough people to man customs.
Yep. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more right after this. You're listening to...
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
See, I work construction. I build things. I don't know if y'all realize the pressure a man like me's got on him.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check them out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. You can also find us on the Gab Radio Network from 1 to 4 in the rebroadcast. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. Hey, Rich.
Yes, sir.
Okay, just a little inside radio talk. Did you try Lucy Live on your cell phone?
I did.
Oh, okay. And?
But, well, sort of like nobody answered.
Oh, really? So we could probably...
Yeah, I mean, we could try it again, but I don't know if I need to be on Wi-Fi for it to work effectively, but it should be better. I've got the headset plugged in. That's why the phone, even though it sounds like I'm on a phone,
yeah,
that's why it sounds a little better.
Oh, hey, Brandon? He's saying nobody answered Lucy Live when he was trying to call
well,
in.
Well, you wouldn't know. I mean, he wouldn't know. It might have lit up a light, you know what I mean, unless he's looking for it. So the next break, I'll hang up and try that.
We're going to try that through the next break then. He's going to try the Lucy Live thing. Yeah, it comes
Lucy
in on light. The,
yeah,
on the block.
Yeah, on brick one or
on
whatever.
On brick,
usual.
Yeah. And it'll just pop in and come.
Okay. Right, which is what I did, but I did, he didn't know I would be doing that or whatever. So it just sat there.
Right. I think that's probably what the problem was. All
need
right,
to be
cool.
Clued in a little bit.
Excellent. Okay. Done with our inside radio stuff.
I'd just like to make a public
actually,
service
I'm
announcement.
On it right now.
Yeah, Allison?
If anyone hears any moaning in the background, it's actually a dog. It is not me.
What's wrong?
It's not me.
It's the station dog.
Right.
She didn't
right.
Get
look, we're
morning.
Talking at the same time. It's not me.
Well, I know you want to be on the radio. I know,
yeah.
Audie. I know.
What? She's like, where's Robbie?
Yeah.
Here, she's come. Looking for Robbie.
Yep. She came in. Arr, arr, arr. Brandon's had enough already. Hey, Brandon, we're a highly professional show. We can't put up with this stuff,
that's
okay?
Right.
Yeah, 7:20 in the morning. We're just, you know, it's all good.
Yeah. Okay, so you've got everything cleaned up. Let's get a report on your house. What happened to your house? Is it standing? Is it half down? What happened?
Something hit my roof, and I have a damaged shingle.
Uh-oh, a damaged shingle?
Oh, my God.
A damaged shingle, and
what
then
are you gonna
the and the neighbor's vinyl siding went through my screens in my screen cage, and I got all that out of the pool. So I need some screens.
Okay,
that's it.
All right. So,
wow.
What does that say about the building codes then, Rich? Down there,
We're getting there. I mean, I've got a ton of pictures, and I can't post anything because I don't have access. There's a lot of places, like my in-laws now have their internet's back, their TV's back, so I'll try to get stuff posted up with different descriptions and stuff, but yeah, it's pretty amazing walking around it. Even the houses I've been walking around where they've lost 60% of their shingled roofs.
Right.
I go up there and I pick up the shingles. Guess what they did? They gun did? Nails.
Oh, really?
Shot them right through the shingles. So, you know, they got the pressures too high.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, what happens when you do that, you push the nails through. Well, they're not getting the wind rating then.
Right, exactly.
My roof was not hand-nailed, but I know that the pressures they were using, they weren't banging away and pushing them through because I checked. You know, I'd go up on the roof while they were shingling and look. And they said, no nails going through. My roof's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, no, and so that makes a big difference, and that's why you lost one shingle and other people lost their entire roof then.
Right.
So.
That's part of it. Some products should never be used down here. Aluminum soffit panel, which is a mainstay up north and here.
Right.
That stuff's got to get banned because that gets loose and starts flying around like razor blades, and that just chips everything up. Vinyl siding is a no-brainer. Should never be allowed down here. It's not like it's widespread. My neighbor, the previous owner, had that installed, or it could have been even the previous owner before her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they may have done it themselves, for all I know. But, yeah, vinyl siding, not a good idea.
Yeah, it's just not going to hold up to the wind ratings and stuff. So what type of siding should you be using? What kind of soffit panels should we be using?
Well, we do all stucco. I mean, it's all – even if you want a lap siding look, we use – stucco bead that when you put the stucco up, it looks like lap siding.
Really?
Hmm.
And when we do unvented roof structures, you do soffits with stucco.
Okay.
Even if you're doing vented, you have a 3-inch continuous vent and you stucco the soffit. In other words, you're getting rid of all the stuff that can come off.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So basically, like, I don't know what they showed on TV. I'll give you a real rundown. We were literally, Simon, who I stayed with, and my in-laws and my wife, we stayed at his condo.
Uh-huh.
We were literally outside for probably 90% of the storm.
Really?
Yep. The building that we were in is solid, you know, it's all cast-in-place concrete floors and ceilings, tie beams, truss, you know, it was done very well.
Right.
When the wind was coming from the north, we stood on the south side of the building, and after the eye wall passed, it was coming from the south, we stood on the north side of the building.
Wow. Huh. You were outside?
See, he is
outside,
Jim Contori.
Were you that guy in that YouTube video washing his car?
No, but if you search around a little bit, you would see a picture of a guy enjoying a cup of tea. That's why I was staying with this guy. It's hilarious. But and this guy took so much video that the Weather Channel contacted him for permission to use his videos.
Oh.
Amazing.
That's the dream.
Wow.
Well, then he kept tagging a Yorkshire tea company and so on, and his sister still lives in England, so they're supposed to be sending him a resupply of tea now. So, you know, it was a little scary still with the tide surge coming in and all that. It was bizarre. But long story short, though, is the big thing that scared everybody was the news media kept saying 12 to 20-foot storm surge.
Right.
Yeah, it was 3-foot.
Yeah.
Well, and that all had to do with the time of day it was going to hit. Originally, the hurricane was supposed to blow through the Marco Naples area at high tide, and I think it came through at low tide, did it not?
So I don't know if it was low tide, but it wasn't at true high. But what nobody really seemed to be able to answer is the reporters kept saying that it was going to be 12 foot from street level. Well, we don't do anything from street level here.
Oh,
everything
yeah.
here is done from sea level.
Right.
Right.
So if it's a 12-foot surge from average sea level, call that zero, which is what we do, we build first floor lines at 11 foot. So if you have a 9-foot storm surge, you're fine. Your water's 2 feet below. The storm surge here was probably, I'd say, my in-law's house, and my Corvette's in their garage. So the first floor, the garage there is 9 foot, and the water was probably 6 feet. So it went 3/4 of the way up the driveway.
That's good. So that's the cars are safe. Your house is safe. The dogs, the animals, the boss,
everybody's
safe. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's good to know.
When I drive around the island, there's pictures of damage to homes, and there's a few that have some fairly catastrophic damage, but typically older or less maintained and all that. But the newer homes, like one that we have one, Mike 57 is in a garage of a house that I got certificate of occupancy 3 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
So it's a brand new house.
Right.
It's got some broken shingles, you know, the tile on the corners got hit by something. Other than that, nothing else. So
yeah.
I got, you know, we got the
That's
roofer
a crystal
going
key
over
award.
To replace a couple, three tiles done.
Yeah.
So.
See, and the wind isn't what did the damage. It was something that was in the wind that hit the house that caused the damage.
Yeah, I took a video standing on my roof. When I checked my roof, I just did a 360-degree video. There's barely a tree that sticks up above a roof line now.
Wow.
Wow.
So anything that was out in the wind got ripped off. You know what I mean? It's bizarre. So when you see the island, or when you saw the news and they say everything's devastated, we got power lines down because we got trees on them and things like that, but it's a landscaper's mess.
That's,
you know, everybody's cutting it up, putting it at the curb. I cut my grass yesterday.
Now, Rich, you know, be honest.
Yard's done.
Did you check on your house or the Corvette first?
You know what? I went and checked probably 12 houses before I even checked my own.
Really? Oh.
Yeah, as soon as we got out Monday morning, we started walking because there's a big banyan tree down. I didn't think I'd get my truck out, but we started walking. And I saw cars coming at us. I'm like, hey, you can get down Bald Eagle here? And they're like, yeah, you got to zigzag a little, but it's clear. And I'm like, that's it. I'm not walking. Let's go get the truck. So as soon as we got in the truck, we started texting people saying the water had received. That was the other thing here, difference between Houston and here. This is all tidal. So as soon as we had low tide the next morning, the water was gone.
It did drain. It had somewhere to go.
Yeah, right back into the Marco River, the Gulf of Mexico, and so on. So we don't, you know, where Houston's in a bowl and, you know, parts of Central Florida. So, like, even the Keys, you notice they're not dealing with flooding.
Yeah.
So the water comes and it goes. It has to do with elevation and technique. But anyways, once we got on the road, our phones lit up. Please go check my house at this address. And every house we'd check, your screen cage has damage. You're missing two or three ridge cap would blow off. But I go, house is fine. You're good. You know, no power.
Rich has got like a spreadsheet with notes.
Yeah.
He's like the communicator of construction.
Well, it wasn't
You're the pre-adjuster.
Yes.
You know, everybody that was down here that was back, that stayed on the island, was more than happy to do it. And then the next thing we all did is just started clearing debris. Because LCEC, our power company, and Pike Energy or Pike Electric, they're the line crews that came right to the island. I mean, they were here the night before the hurricane.
Oh, wow.
So they started restoring power. I left where I was staying. We drove in my truck. We left there at, I want to say, 8 o'clock in the morning, went out to go check the island. When we went back there at 10:30, 11 to go get my in-laws and bring them back to their house because it was okay,
the street was
clear.
Holy smokes.
I mean, think about that. They sent people in
before,
while people were being evacuated. I mean, that's pretty impressive from a company standpoint. I mean,
and what they do is they put them on like the Marriott here in the island, and they, because that's rated for a Cat 5. So, you know, they hunker down there and then they get out there. But even the city here spread out heavy equipment around the island. So as soon as it cleared, they got on their front loaders and got all the debris out of the streets. And then the electric company says, okay, the way they triage is if there's wires down, they'll fix it.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's trees on it, they'll drive by. So what do? You cut all the trees down. Get ready.
Simple.
For it.
Yeah, cool. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back right after this. You're listening to
Mighty House.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
Here I come to save the day.
Here they come to save the day. This is Mighty House.
Rich is trying Access One, Brandon. Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, check them out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. You can also find us on the Gab Radio Network from 1 to 4. Podcasts or previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. And I'm not sure, did Rich make it back in?
No, he is not.
He's not. He's not on the brick, and he's not coming in through Access 1 would be the other thing.
Yeah, we need him to hang up and call back on it.
Okay, he'll call back on the regular phone.
I guess it's just us chickens.
Uh-oh.
What are we going to talk about?
I don't know. Well, you know, we are graced with the presence of a Big 50 winner. So,
you know, I'm really feeling more important these days.
That's good.
Right.
So, and you are Allison Case with
Integra Rehab.
And you are
a Big 50 recipient.
Uh-huh. See, check it out.
In construction.
That's right.
Best of the best. Best and the brightest. Super humble. Yet effective.
That's right. And one thing I found interesting about your write-up is that you do 3 to 4 projects a year.
Yeah. Yeah.
How sweet is that?
You know, that was always the goal to begin with, you know, because we can't, you know, there's a lot of great contractors out there. And we only do design led. So we're always working with an architect. We're always working with a designer. We're working off of a set of plans. And we did it for the transformation, you know. So, yeah, you know, we all need to make money and we want to, you know, everybody wants to be rich. But really.
Not Rich Cowgill, but rich.
Right, not Rich Cowgill.
Okay.
Because he's working off a brick phone right now. I'm just imagining him like Richard Gere in Pretty Woman with that big box cell phone right now.
Yeah, that's exactly
walking
what
around the beach. But yeah, you know, we're all about the transformation. So we just say, you know, listen, we're delivering a final product and we like to focus on 3 to 4 major projects, you know, that have a start, a middle, and an end. And it seemed to work pretty well, you know, for us. So
that's cool.
Yeah, you know, that's what we're doing.
All right, let's go back to 2. There he is, Jim Cantore. Are you there?
Oh, it's not him.
Okay.
Anyway, we're good.
All right, so we're good now.
Yeah.
Let's see. Hey, Brandon, to put him on, to lock him in, I just hit the button again,
He's
right?
He's already locked in.
You got him locked down?
That's
so
That's why it's bright red.
Oh, it's not just red. It's bright red. Excuse me.
Wow.
Technical terms.
Yeah, exactly. So let's go to line 3 here. And there we go. Hey, Jeff, are you there?
That's Will.
It's Will. It says Jeff, but that's okay.
You're Will now.
Okay.
I just wanted a quick comment. You know, Allison was mentioning, you know, how the companies, you know, they reposition people. I think I like to call it the Blandick effect. Remember years ago when Mayor Blandick got voted out of office because he failed to get the snow up?
Because of a snowstorm.
Yes.
People have to realize that the main purpose for politicians and government is local services. You know, fine, we can get into big, heavy things and stuff like that, but local services are the thing that make the difference. And they're learning this here, and you know, from the federal all the way down to the state, the local, they learned this with Houston, they learned this with, you know, Florida. I think it's a good thing, and because mainly infrastructure is the thing that's going to, you know, make or break a political life.
Right.
And, you know, and that's the people are going to complain about. They're not going to remember this or that. They're going to remember, oh, I was out without electricity for a week, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's a great point because you're right. It's the major events that define, you know, really any given
absolutely.
Mayor. Like, I remember when we had the big storm in Chicago and there was, like, that huge surge came over Lakeshore Drive and then, like, all those cars got stranded on Lakeshore Drive. Yeah. I was in one of the buildings where people just abandoned their cars and they were, like, in our lobby. You know, and we were like coming. Yeah, I felt so bad for that. I'm like, oh my God, I can't imagine being on a CTA bus for 8 hours on Lakeshore Drive.
And we learn, and hopefully, as Rich was mentioning too, you know, the codes change when things happen and they come up with new ways to fix stuff. And I think that's going to be a good thing. It seems like down in Florida, you guys did pretty well. I know my daughter, she lost her shingles and that was it. And her house backs right up onto a swamp. So it's really nice. So anyway,
yeah, I think the most decimated area is the Keys, but they were truly exposed to it. I mean, they are low lying, and you got to remember the Keys were developed more through the 30s and 40s as vacation stuff. So they're all shacks and mobile homes.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, everybody down there drinks margaritas all day.
No. Right. It doesn't make them all bad.
Well, that should work to their benefit because they're used to not being able to walk in a straight line down the street.
Yeah,
so.
Sure, I don't notice the wind. Thank you, Alice.
Play between America and Jamaica.
Excellent.
Anyway, that's cool.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Will.
Bye. There you go. Excellent. Okay, so again, I just want to wrap up with some things here. You guys have changed your building codes quite dramatically over probably the past 15, 20 years. And your house has gone through a couple of mild hurricanes, and now it took on a Category 4. It's still a framed house. It's not a concrete house. Are you going to have to do some plaster repair? Is it all straight and square still, or?
No, it's perfectly fine.
Really?
I literally have one nick shingle, and I'm missing some screens.
Okay. So it's crazy. It seems like we could be, you know, the homes that are now needing repair or need to be taken down that were, you know, older built and now are going to be rebuilt correctly again. Not only does this save the people money, I mean, over the long run, it's going to save insurance companies money and everybody else because now that house is standing again. They don't have to rebuild that. They don't have to buy all new stuff for inside because it all got blown away, like what's going on in Houston, because they basically don't have any building codes there. And that place is devastated, just like everything in Louisiana and Mississippi that just got blown away for the same reasons, because there are no building codes. So
yeah, I mean...
Go ahead, Elson.
Well, I was just going to say, so what was it that changed? Because now Houston, you know, that's the big controversy right now, that they actually had downgraded their codes right before this had happened. So
yeah,
it's a different conversation. But what is it that changed?
Well, it's like for us, after Hurricane Andrew, we built to a design to 170 mile an hour winds. And I think they said we had gusts on Marco to 158.
Mm-hmm.
So we're pushing our design right there. We're designing a house to withstand 170 mile an hour sustained wind, you know. So that's a huge one. The second thing in FEMA places your base flood elevation. So Marco is all a flood zone. Base flood is 7 foot. Everything we do has to be above that. Well, they raised it a little bit. So what FEMA said is we want your first floor line at 11 feet. So it's 4 feet above base flood. So you're good up until, like, say, a 9-foot storm surge or a 10-foot storm surge would be, that's when you'd finally get water in your house. Places like Houston and stuff that are built in, let's call it a big bowl or a valley, you know, there's only so little area for the water to drain to, and that's the canal that runs through Houston.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, 50 inches of rain will screw up anybody.
Yeah,
I mean,
it was that deluge the days after of rain that really sealed the deal for them. But, like, how do you build a house to withstand 170 mile an hour winds sustained?
It's
what are you doing?
It's not just a block house. I mean, we use concrete block, but you'll understand this. So, but you pour a concrete footing and you put rebar in that sticking up. When you put your concrete block on top of that footing, that rebar goes through it. You blow holes in the bottom of the block and you tie your rebar up the wall. Then the rebar is bent across the top of the house. It's called a tie beam, and you can understand why. You're tying the footing to the top. When we pour the tie beam, we put truss straps in, and the truss straps wrap completely around the truss. They're not just nailed on the side of them. They literally go on top of the truss and everything. So the first couple of feet of your plywood has to be nailed with 16 penny nails, 6 inches on center. And then from there, 8-penny nails, 6 inches on center, and they check all that. We have inspections for every single thing we do, like 35 inspections.
Wow.
Here's the downside to this wonderful construction technique. Nobody can afford the house.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
less people can. Yeah.
So as you go inland, you're going to build, you may use frame and stucco, which doesn't make it bad, because as you can see, like with my own house, if it's done right and strapped, it'll survive.
Yep.
But not building in floodplains, building above floodplains, I think, is really key. And then, you know, just your construction techniques. But it's a fine line. You know, you could say ban all mobile home parks and trailer parks. And down in Florida, that's a big thing. You know, there's a lot of vacation spots for snowbirds. But not everybody can afford, you know, $600,000 for a house.
Right. That's exactly it.
Yeah. You know, so what's going to happen with the keys? I don't know. You know, are they going to let those trailers come back in? Or are they going to just say, you might as well sell your land? We're not going to let you rebuild that.
Those turned into houseboats. I mean, I don't know. I would be saying no, but you know that I guess that's me. So what will happen is the insurance companies won't insure it, and then that'll solve the problem right there. It won't be a government, you know, building code issue. It's going to be a lack of being able to insure something, and then that's what'll stop it. You know, I think just like the insurance companies won't let you build below a certain grade, right? Or they won't insure.
Correct.
Right there. I mean, it's the insurance companies that'll be driving that more than actually the government regulations.
It's the American
and you can come
way.
Down here, you can come down here and buy an older home and want to remodel it. And this is one of the reasons why I didn't open up my design build firm down here. But if your floor line is below 11 foot, you can only put 50% of the assessed value back into the house. They limit how much you can. So you can't make a $3 million mansion out of your 1980s home or 70s Deltona home. Because they're like, nah, we're not insuring that. You're an idiot for buying it in the first place. So, I mean, that alone, to me, is a great move on their part.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's kind of where I was going with that. They, you know, it may be building codes. Yeah, that could be part of it. But the other part is the insurance companies aren't going to cover it. All right.
Now, we'll talk about that. I read a great article, too, yesterday.
All right. We've got the tip of the week coming up next. You are listening to...
My God.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
Here I come to save the day.
Here they come to save the day. This is Mighty House.
We're doing a bunch of fun new stuff here today. So since Rich isn't able to come through on the studio stuff, I think we got a Facebook Live thing running. I'm just trying that during the break. And... let's see. Hey, there's Allison right there. Say hi, Allison.
Hello.
Allison is from Integro Rehab. She did her hair as soon as she knew she was going to be Facebook Live. All of a sudden, she's doing her hair.
You're an hour earlier. Then I had to do things, like look at myself before I left this morning. It didn't used to be like that.
Uh-huh.
You could have a face for radio.
Right.
But now your face is on the radio.
Yes. It's exactly it. So we are on Facebook Live in the studio part here anyway, so you can see what's going on here. And yeah, I know that. I think that's pretty cool. So we got that going. I'm just trying to figure out how to get Aaron. He's our man in the mud, our man on the street that will be following around.
Yeah, we've killed almost an hour of the show, and I don't even get what time Robbie start running
at 9 o'clock. She starts running at 9 o'clock.
So we're not getting the warm up interview.
Well, yeah, I think we are in the next hour. We're going to do that. So,
all right. Well, she's not starting in the front with the elite runners.
Actually, I think she is. I think she is. We'll have to find out next hour what she's doing there. So Robbie's out running the Muckfest. We are graced with the presence of a Big 50 winner, remodeling winner, Allison Case.
You know, guys, I cleared my schedule for this.
We truly appreciate it.
My limo's outside. Right next to the dumpster. We parallel park.
They're the same color.
Yeah.
So, all right. We've got that going on. Oh, you know, I should probably just do this real quick. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. And just to do a shout out to Aaron, who's our man in the mud out there in Lake County at the Muckfest. So if you go out to the Lake County Fairgrounds, if you're in that area, you can also check in there and talk to Aaron. Say hi to him. I just want to pass on to Aaron. I've been trying to set you up to be able to do a Facebook Live thing, and I ain't figuring it out too good, am I?
No.
Too well.
No, it's not working. So
it's
maybe
broken.
Aaron, maybe you can borrow Robbie's phone and do it from her phone. So, because I showed him last week how to do it using my phone, but my phone's here, so that doesn't work very well. That's how it goes. So
Aaron and Robbie got it made this year because last year, if I recall, it was raining.
Yes.
It was cold. Yes. Ian Snook was there.
Yes.
He abandoned her to go drink a beer under a tent.
Yes, he did. Yes. He just bailed on her. Flat out bailed on her and ran home.
Yeah.
So that was pretty funny.
Yeah, I think his main priority was actually bringing his motorcycle under a tent.
Yes, yes. He was sitting under a tent on his motorcycle while she was out there running through the mud. So it was pretty funny. All right, are we ready for the tip of the week, sir?
Sure.
Let's see if I can find the pieces that we need. Oh, hey, look at that. Right there it is.
Stop, stop, stop. For the love of God, stop.
There. All right. Okay, Sparky.
You just reminded me of something.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
I haven't gone over to my storage unit to check all my power tools. They could be washed away. Could be gone.
Bummer,
oh, man.
Dude.
There's a tip of the week. Check all your stuff.
Not the tip. Well, it's not really my tip of the week. I just forgot to do it.
Oh.
I mean, we've been busy working on other stuff, so... Obviously, I didn't need them.
Right. Anyway. Well, you had your chainsaw. That's all you needed, right?
No, that kind of bailed on me. Remember I told you I got that running and my concrete saw, I got them running before the storm hit?
Right.
So the storm hits. I got a couple of trees I want to trim in the yard. I go grab my chainsaw. Second pull, it starts. Rum, lum, 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 lum.
I'm sorry, how did it go?
Rum, lum, 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 lum.
That's how I eat cereal. Num, 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 num.
Num, num, num. Anyway, the fuel line fell apart.
No.
Yeah, well, got to remember, it's a piece of garbage poulon. It's not a steel.
Oh,
you know, so my
okay.
concrete saw is a steel. So that'll last, you know, 30 years.
Right, that'll go
but
forever.
I bought a piece of junk from a box store called a Puan, and the Puan did what I expected
no,
it to
I'm
do.
I'm not going to make the joke. Not going to do it.
It did what exactly its namesake
right.
is.
Yes. So anyway, I had to borrow a chainsaw, even though I have a perfectly useless one next to it. It works a good axe, though. So anyway, so yeah, I got to go get a fuel line for that, and then I'll never need it again either, hopefully.
Right.
So I guess a tip of the week we were talking about or we're going to talk about is what to do after the storm. And, you know, when the water recedes, pick up branches. That's a big thing is cutting up the branches and getting that stuff cleared away. Because as I said, the linemen were told, you know, when they were doing triage, they go down a street. If there's trees on the line, they just keep on moving. They go find an area where there's no trees that they could string wire.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh.
they would... And they would put together a list, what we need, what trucks we need, how many guys we'd need, and they would turn that in, and that street would get power faster than anywhere. So the idea being is that, you know, there's power lines. You want to make sure they're dead, but, I mean, we were all pretty sure the island was off.
Right.
There's only one breaker for the island. but, yeah, you clear all the trees, and it makes their job so much easier and faster. So right now, majority of the streets have power, but they're going around. There's like intermittent pockets, disconnect poles or a tree line on a feeder, you know, for
right.
three or four houses. So they're working on that. But another thing is also just knowing your house. This goes back, and I don't care about disasters. This is everything. And my buddy that's down here actually just sent me a text, like part of it, because we laughed about it. But there's a woman here who was posting she couldn't go anywhere because her car was in her garage and she had no electric, so she couldn't open her garage door opener.
Oh.
Mm. How many years you've been driving under the little red handle and never knew what it was for, right?
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
So, I mean, to us, it seems like crazy.
Lift with your legs.
How many people actually don't know that all you got to do is go out and pull that handle and disable the garage door opener?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So she thinks she's trapped in her house, you know, or in her garage. It's like, that's just, it sounds crazy, but that's one of those items.
Oh, yeah.
Ask people, did you turn off your water? I don't even know where I do that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, if your house lost a wall, you know, and it happened to have water on, you'd have water spraying up in the air. The city of Marco actually had to chase around a major water leak, and they found a 1-inch water main broken that was under a house. The water was shooting out under the house, down towards the back, and then over the seawall. So it wasn't real easy to spot. But now that whole house has been washed out underneath because that 1-inch water main ran, and it's because they did not turn off their water before the storm.
Oh.
Just stupid stuff. Or, you know, just stuff that can always be avoided.
Right. So, so when you guys went out, did you just start following around? Were you able to check these power lines, or did you stay away from the power lines in case they were hot? You know, usually that's what
yeah.
you hear when you go out on a storm, and stay away from the power lines, even though they look like they might be off, they could still be hot. So
right, and we treated them all as hot. Like, okay. I didn't touch any. You know what I mean? And, you know, driving over them in the truck is one thing. Low-hanging wires was another. You know, I had to kind of squeak by them. But, no, we treat everything as if it's hot.
Yeah.
You know, so. But, no, it was a pretty amazing sight to see. But it, the resiliency of everybody, you know, here, Naples, you know, everything will get cleaned up.
Mm-hmm. It's,
you know, there's got to be some people that were uninsured, underinsured, you know, whatever.
Right.
But,
That brings, to
me, that's a risk they decided to take.
Yeah, I mean, I was just going to say, it's pretty stupid. I mean, you live on an island. You know,
like
a hurricane
hits
Chicago and you don't have flood insurance. Okay, you know, I'll feel bad for you. But, like, you're on an island.
Right. And
but if you go to if you live in the Fox Valley, they get flooding when the river goes over because of flooding. And then what they call down here, sheet flooding. Sheet flooding is where, because Central Florida is higher than the coast, if there's a huge rainstorm in Central Florida, well, that can flood. Well, where's that flood water go? It goes downhill. So all of a sudden, you've got an area of flooding that didn't have any rain. That's sheet flooding. Well, so if you live in an area that's prone to anything, even as remotely as that, if you have a house that is high elevation, blah, 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 your flood insurance is a few hundred dollars a year.
Right. Well, that is the tip of the week, and we'll be back right after the news with Jeff Merritt from Homestead Inspections. You are listening to
Mighty House. This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.